Back at Horn Island, it's hard to believe it's only 90 kilometres away from Boigu and the Outer Islands and the Torres Strait Protected Zone. We've now moved back into the second of two defined quarantine zones, the special quarantine zone. DAF officers inspect vessels, mail, cargo, aircraft and passengers' baggage travelling south between the two Torres Strait quarantine zones. We're now about to jump on a boat and make the short crossing over to Thursday Island.
You right back there, Minister, or do you want to be up here?
Just wanted a bit of love. Pretty diverse day. Could be a boat patrol like this or transport. You could clear international vessels coming in. International aircraft at Horn Island. Narcs, cargo movements. And I'm a supervisor for some of the Outer Islands.
Hi, my name is Matthew Svetkolowega. I'm a biosecurity officer on Thursday Island. My position, I'm a team leader, and I lead a very good team. So up here, we're pretty diverse with our job. We cover a lot of program areas within the biosecurity framework, including the Northern Australian Quarantine Strategy, which involves a lot of surveillance for exotic pest weeds. We clear international vessels, aircraft, and we also clear NARCs. Specific cargo through the Torres Strait special quarantine zone and the protected zone.
There are a lot of people out there that would think that when they get to the tip of Cape York Peninsula, they've reached the top of Australia, but that's just the beginning. There's a whole other world out there, and that's your workplace. How challenging is it to be immersed in that environment?
Oh, look, I think first thing, it is true. It's a very different world to the Cape, to the mainland. People are used to driving cars and transporting that way, and then once you get the Torres Strait, you've got to hit the water or you've got to go in the air. So it raises a lot of challenges, and logistics in this area are quite challenging at times, but at the same time there's some really good advantages. It's a good community. People work together. When you need to get something done, it's quite easy to find the right person to help you out, and a lot of the government agencies work together, which you'd probably not find quite as coherent down in big cities. So, yeah, it's very good. Challenging, but very enjoyable.
What are the differences between the three quarantine zones that do regulate the movement of people and goods between the areas of the Torres Strait and the mainland?
Okay, so you've got, we'll start with the northern part. We've got Papua New Guinea. The movements from Papua New Guinea to the Outer Islands, which are in the second zone, they are put in place mainly for traditional visitors. And then coming south again, you've got the special quarantine zone, which will act as a buffer again. So there's certain restrictions on goods coming south again, and then similarly going south to the mainland. So it's quite a multi-stage buffer system just to protect Australia from some of the nasty exotic pests and diseases that we're trying to stop.
So what is a typical day in the life of a biosecurity officer based on Thursday Island like?
It's really good because it's so much variety at times. You might have to do an international clearance in the morning, a boat patrol after that, and you might have to help with some scientific clearing of traps and monitoring. So it's quite diverse. In a small team, it can be challenging at times, but we all seem to get by with a smile on our face, so it's good.
What are the kind of things that you see and the behaviours or the risks, I guess, that many of us would be oblivious to that are apparent to you day in, day out in the work you do?
Well, we're quite a small community, so everybody kind of knows everybody, if not by name, by face, and who they are and where they live or where they work or who their family is. You can identify with people a lot easier. I suppose one highlight that I do enjoy is we've got regular fruit fly clearances of the traps throughout the Torres Strait. So that's a three-day clearance, and you fly by chopper to all the islands, inhabited and some uninhabited islands. And when the weather's good and there's a bit of a cool breeze and it's a nice clear sky, it's a pretty good feeling that you're getting paid to to enjoy that. So that's probably a highlight for myself, yeah.
But I'm guessing it's not always like that. What are some of the more challenging aspects of your work?
Oh, geez, I might get in trouble here. I'll try to keep this nice. No, I suppose, like I said before, the region we live in, logistics are quite challenging at times. It is a high cost centre, so when we've got to organise something, like we might have to send some freight somewhere or some transport, it comes at quite a high cost, and obviously we don't have a unlimited budget to work with, so it's challenging to focus on priorities and get that work done.
Well, thank you very much for letting me take up some of your busy day, and I really appreciate you getting me across to Thursday Island today.
No worries. Have a good day.